You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
Porpoise Pod swimming on. Tobin and Solano on a bye week for you. So I want to get to this, Solano. So Mike McDaniel had his last press conference of the bye week. Players got the entire week off, which is nice of him. Says he's going to rest his he's going to rest his butt off. He's going to lead by example. I love that guy. But he was also asked about the idea of Jason Sanders. And let me get the quote up here for you, because, you know, he's asked by Barry Jackson, Sports Buzzin', who's, you know, a fine journalist and is going to ask the questions that need to be asked. And this is what Mike McDaniel had to say on Jason Sanders. He was asked, Jason Sanders has a very good body of work over 5 years. He struggled this year. Have you and Chris Greer and the special teams coordinator Danny Crossman decide if you will bring in kickers just to take a look? Or is Jason Sanders your kicker unquestionably moving forward? All right. Mike McDaniel says, quote, he's given me no reason to believe that he won't get things corrected. So we're always doing that regardless with regard to every position, whether you speed up your contingency plans because of a soft tissue injury away, especially with those positions. But I have no reason to think, first and foremost, Jason Sanders holds himself in high regard, in a high degree of scrutiny. He has high demands of himself, so he expects more. But it'd be one thing if he had given me any reason to think that he can't get it corrected. Until he proves otherwise, we're feeling good about where we're at with him. No worries with Jason Sanders. He doesn't throw anybody in the bus. He's yet to do it. He's yet to do it. Not his style. However, what do you mean he's giving you no reason? Extra kicks or extra points or a coin toss with him?
I wanted to blurt out lie. Just lie. Total lie. I mean, the dude is easily right now the biggest concern for the Miami Dolphins. Yep. Like, in my opinion, easily. The defense kind of cleaned some stuff up. I know it's the Browns, Jacoby Brissett or whatever. But you're right. Like, he's not going to throw him under the bus. He's not going to say, yeah, we're, you know, currently looking to add a kicker. Can you see them doing that, though? Because I don't. I do see them kind of riding this out, and it is what it is.
I mean, look, I don't know how often getting kicker off the street in the middle of the season works out for anybody, so I think they probably feel like the best course of action is figure out whatever the hell's going on with him, and we'll figure that out next season. But I'd be lying to you if I'm not already thinking about Dolphins divisional round, you know, 48 yarder for the win, and Jason Sanders shanks it. Like, it, you could already feel the nightmare in your head, and we're all going to sit there saying we knew this was coming because he has not been good since getting paid. He's just not the same guy.
Forget the 48 yarder. Like, Dolphins divisional round, you're trying to keep up with the Chiefs and you need points, and he's missing extra points. And you end up losing by two because he misses an extra point or whatever. Like that's what worries me, because if you can't trust him to hit chippies, you can't trust him to hit the 48 yarders, and now you can't even trust him. Tobin, how do you miss two PATs?
I don't know, dude.
What?
I don't know.
Doesn't make sense.
I don't know.
Doesn't make sense.
I don't know what's going on there. It's weird. Because look, we all know this guy was a monster coming up. Like, his first few years, he was as automatic as it gets. You thought you had the next coming of Justin Tucker.
Yeah.
That's how good Jason Sanders was. And as soon as he got that bag, I don't know what he's doing, dude. I don't know if he, like, stops stretching. He doesn't do yoga anymore. I don't know what goes into kicking preparation, quite frankly. I'm as novice as it gets with this kind of expertise. Like, maybe we should ask Jay Feely. But dude, I'm petrified every time. And like, I used to do the thing where it's like, yeah, everything everybody does. Like, you score a touchdown, you go to Twitter. You know, you're starting to, maybe you don't because you got to do a broadcast. I understand, but that's what I do. I'm BSing on Twitter. I'm celebrating the win. I'm looking for a funny GIF, a meme, something. I can't do it now because I got to watch to see if the extra point goes through. I can't turn away.
It's not a gimme anymore. It's not a gimme. And by the way, the CBS Sports app keeps getting fooled with this because they keep putting out the score with, because I get the notification, they keep putting out the score with the extra point added, and then they have to do a retraction and then put Sanders missed extra point. Two of them. The guy doing the CBS Sports update is like, is this guy kidding me? I have to do two retractions because he can't hit a chippy? PAT?
Is there going to be, like, is Dolphins Receipts going to start, like, getting at people at Dolphins Receipts on Twitter? Are they going to start being like, all you mother bleepers doubted Jason Sanders? It's like, yeah, we did. I mean, I'm saying it right now. I'm terrified if this guy is going to line up with monster consequences on the line. I am petrified about what the results are going to be. I'm scared.
It's the same reaction we had with Noah Igbinoghene. Like, oh, all of you people, we have the receipt to you doubting Noah Igbinoghene. Yeah, of course we doubted Noah Igbinoghene. He's a first-round pick. He didn't play for 3 years. Like, sorry. Sorry we doubted the guy.
Yeah, he was also inactive this week, by the way.
Yeah, so, he was.
I mean, you know.
There was a point where Raheem Mostert returned a couple kickoffs, and then in the third quarter, they put Jalen Waddle back there. And Tobin, I was a little, you know, so something special about this team. You're up double digits against the Browns. Maybe don't put Jalen Waddle to return a meaningless kickoff. And it ended up going into the back of the end zone, so it didn't matter. But I was thinking to myself, like, who else can we put out there? Bring out Noah damn Igbinoghene.
He actually does practice that during camp. Like, he does do kickoff returns. I don't know.
And then I had to look over at my cheat sheet and be like, oh, yeah, number nine.
It's not
scratched
there.
Out.
Oh, yeah, he's inactive again. Is Noah Igbinoghene, he's still young? Is that the new Ryan Tannehill? He was a wide receiver in college. Like, is that like the last holdout hope thing? Because that was always like our patience move with Tannehill. Ah, he's a wide receiver in college. You know, he's transitioning. With Noah, it's always like, he's only 21. You know, like,
we'll figure it out.
Yeah, Noah Igbinoghene, he came into the league at 15. He's going to figure it out. Don't worry.
Bro, I mean, I love him for that interception, but let's be real. There's no instincts there. Like, there's nothing there. Like, they had to play him, and they did, and he made a play, which is great. Like, I'm happy for him.
He gets a Super Bowl ring. He earned it. He earned a Super Bowl ring that day.
That's right.
Good for him.
That's right.
Good for him. But, yeah, I mean, like, they're telling you with their actions, not their words. And
he kept us from a loss to stupid Kenny Pickett. So for that, I'll be eternally grateful for that.
And to Flores, yeah, that's true. You know, like it was a big one. He earned his ring, but.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Yeah, I don't know, man.